I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we are talking about Missouri's move-over law. What is the move-over law?
But Tom, when it originally started, move-over was geared more towards law enforcement. When a law enforcement officer had someone stopped on the side of the road, obviously the goal of the law was for people to move over into the other lane. And I'm talking about on a four-lane divided highway would be to move over in the other lane or slow down, one of those two, because there are situations where maybe somebody can't get moved over, heavy traffic or whatever, but to at least slow down. But the goal of the law is for them to move into the other lane to give that law enforcement officer time to work. Well, then we realize there's a lot more going on the side of the road than just law enforcement officers out there. There's utility trucks, there's, you know, phone companies, MoDOT, wrecker operators. Now that law has been expanded to encompass all of those workers as well along the side of the road. So the goal is safety. If you see a utility worker working on the side of the road, MoDOT, tow truck operator loading up a vehicle, law enforcement officer with someone stopped or parked on the side of the road, you know, maybe doing whatever, removing debris from the road or whatever, get over in that other lane if we're talking about a four-lane divided highway and slow down. And that's just to give them room to work for safety, you know. And through the years, speaking for the Highway Patrol, you know, we've had several officers struck and killed along the side of the road. And it's a dangerous place to operate. It really is. But that law is designed to give safety for people out there working on the side of the road. And it's critically important. And I think really – that law has gotten out there. We've gotten the word out through advertisement, through education, through enforcement. And people do a really good job out there on the side of the road. They really do. I've noticed a big change in people's mentality on that. You know, the acceptance of that, what it's for, what the goal is, and really see people moving over. It's really been good.
You said it's primarily for four lanes, but what about on two lanes? Yeah. Is there room to move over in most two-lane roads?
Right. There can't be. You know, a lot of time there can't be. And what the trouble we run into in a lot of two-lane roads is a lot of our two-lane roads don't have very good shoulders. So that puts the officer or that MoDOT worker or that tow truck operator operating actually on part of the roadway, the edge of the roadway. And once again, very dangerous place to operate, but that's where we do business. And that's just, if you come upon that, and there's traffic, oncoming traffic, whatever, just slow down. Slow down. If you have to, come to a complete stop in the road. And once that oncoming traffic's coming, then move over. Or if you're in a good place with good visibility, you know, move over just a little bit. Maybe you go over and just into the other lane just a little bit to give that MoDOT worker, whatever, whoever we're talking about working on the side of the road, that just a little bit of space. Because what we see is sometimes that worker, that law enforcement officer, pops out of that driver's door real quick to get back out to go up there. And, you know, obviously – they need to be paying attention as well, but that door pops open, and then you know we have someone gets struck or a vehicle gets struck, or maybe the driver makes a hard evasive maneuver, and then we have a traffic crash. It's just things we don't want to have happen. So when you just see that worker, whoever it may be, on the side of the road doing business, slow down, give them as much space as you can, and just use some good common sense. Move over and give them that room to work, and you know everything tends to go pretty smooth.
Obviously, if somebody gets struck, there are penalties for that all around.
Oh, but, yeah.
What happens as far as penalties if people are caught not slowing down and move over?
Well, that varies from county to county. You know, the judge in each county sets the fines, the traffic fines for that county. But I can tell you the penalty for move over in almost all the counties, it's stiff. It's a stiff penalty, a monetary penalty, and there's also points assessed against your license for a move-over violation. So it's just something, and like I said, all in all, people are doing a great job, you know, and it's worked out. People are being real respectful of that. It's worked out, and we're really fortunate, but we still do see those violations, and we just really need to stress the importance of that. Just give those people out there room to work.
That is Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.